This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Day two of the public impeachment hearings into U.S. President Donald Trump is underway. And once again, there is a nationwide TV audience for some compelling testimony. Intelligence Committee Democrats are focusing on why President Trump wanted Maria Yovanovitch ousted as the U.S. ambassador in Ukraine. She says it was engineered by shady forces which were affecting U.S. policy. And she talked about the campaign of disinformation against her.
Individuals who apparently felt stymied by our efforts to promote stated U.S. policy against corruption, that is, to do our mission, were able to successfully conduct a campaign of disinformation against a sitting ambassador using unofficial back channels.
In a tweet during this morning's testimony, President Trump mocked Yovanovitch's long and distinguished diplomatic career, leading some, including Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, to charge the president is engaged in witness intimidation. North Korea has added a name to its list of those it most abhors, former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has our report.
Pyongyang has severely insulted Vice President Joe Biden, but that's not so unusual for North Korea. The North has called Biden a rabid dog that must be beaten to death with a stick. In a latest swipe, the North often insults foreign leaders and politicians over what it sees as slanderous remarks towards its leadership or hostile policies against its government. It has made racist diatribes against Barack Obama and once famously called Donald Trump a dotard. I'm Charles Ledesma.
The United States is calling on South Korea to begin spending more for the presence of American military forces in the country, maybe a lot more. South Korean reports say President Trump wants a five-fold increase in that funding. En route to Seoul for talks with South Korean officials, Defense Secretary Mark Esper said, even though South Korea has provided what he called a fair amount of support in the past, it needs to do more. From Washington, this is VOA News. It is another day of unanswered questions after the latest mass shooting in the United States. AP's Ed Donahue has a report.
A high school junior is accused of using a .45 to shoot five other students and then himself at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita, California. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Captain Ken Wegner.
From the time that he withdrew the handgun from his backpack to the time that he was on the ground with a gunshot wound to his head was about 16 seconds.
Two of the victims, a 16-year-old girl and a 14-year-old boy, are dead. The AP, using the address of a police search warrant and property records, found but not made public the boy's identity. Brooke Risley, who has known him since elementary school, says he was a Boy Scout, a good student, and while quiet, has friends and a girlfriend. She adds, we're all wondering, what was the motive? I'm Tim McGuire.
As Southern California families mourn the student deaths on Thursday, speaking for the Trump administration, Vice President Mike Pence held out the prospect of safer days ahead.
We will not rest or relent until we end this evil in our time and make our schools and our communities safe again.
The United States and other members of the Coalition to Defeat the Islamic State still have no consensus on what to do with captured foreign fighters. One of several issues threatening to reverse gains against the terror group in Syria and Iraq. This word after a day-long meeting in Washington during which the U.S. vowed not to abandon its leadership of the fight against IS. However, there was no success convincing coalition allies they need to repatriate about 2,000 terrorist fighters who left their homes to join the so-called caliphate. The United States is once again ratcheting up punitive economic action on Iran, slapping new sanctions on 13 individuals and 12 entities linked to Tehran's ballistic missile program and its proxies across the Middle East. The targets include Iranian support networks in China and the United Arab Emirates, accused of working to help Tehran obtain technology and materials for its advanced weapon system. The Treasury Department said sanctions were also levied on individuals and networks working with the Revolutionary Guards, Elite Quds Force, and Hezbollah. The death toll for wildfires raging across eastern Australia has risen to four, and authorities say they expect worsening weather conditions in the days ahead. A warning was issued today for a blaze at Gosper's Mountain, where large plumes of smoke hovered over the region. A photo taken from the International Space Station shows smoke stretching from the edge of eastern Australia to the Pacific Ocean. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.